Hey, hey, hey. Who would have thunk that we'd get to episode two? Not me. I almost did not post this episode. So what happened is that I actually had a different episode in mind to post. I was going to post a conversation that I had with a fellow Libra Mars, but at the last minute, I kind of pivoted. And then from this pivot, I was like, oh, should I even post it? And then that same Libra Mars was like, yes. So honestly, I think we should all give snaps to her because would I be posting these episodes without her? It probably wouldn't have happened for like a couple more years. Anyway, so episode two, now that we're here, I am having a conversation on my couch with myself and talking about my relationship to Saturn to set the stage to have a series of episodes that focus on Saturn and the Saturn return for other people who have Saturn in Aries. So I talk a little bit about how I'm going to kind of disperse these episodes throughout the others that I have recorded and will be recording with other people. So don't worry, I'm not suddenly, turning this into an entire podcast only about Saturn. But anyway, I hope that you enjoy, and I also hope that you stick around until the very end because I talk a little bit about the resources that I use to put this episode and Mackenzie's episode together. I will be posting them on the Instagram, but probably not until like Tuesday, so why not just listen to it right now? All right, and speaking of, I am going to stop talking soon and let you get into the actual episode. But during the actual episode, I guess I was just so excited to talk about these things that I did pronounce some names wrong. So I, instead of saying Saturnus, said Saturnus. It's an emphasis on a different part of the name. So it is Saturnus, not Saturnus. And then also Kronos instead of Cronus. I just wanted to let that be known. And another thing. Okay, I promise this is the last thing. There are times in this episode where the audio is a little bit funky, so I wanted you to be aware of that. And I would also suggest probably listening to this episode at a lower value than you normally would for your podcast. Welcome or welcome back to On the Couch with a Cancer. I'm B, and today you are on the couch with just me. We are going to be having a conversation about Saturn, specifically my relationship with Saturn, because I would like to start a I want to say like mini series on Saturn, but if I'm being, really honest, I don't know if it'll end up being mini because here's what I'm thinking. Okay. Walk with me. I'm thinking of doing a series on Saturn, kind of like, in between the interview episodes because I'm a month out from my Saturn return. I have my Saturn in Aries. And so, yeah, Saturn is about to leave Pisces and go into Aries. And so, yeah, I have been trying to intentionally like learn about Saturn specifically for probably like a year and a half because I have been so scared of my Saturn return. And we're gonna get into that because that's what we're gonna talk about today. So, yeah, this is the start of a Saturn series. So, going back to you're on the couch with me, B, and I already gave you my big three, so I'm gonna expand that to my big six because I also think, it's fun, obviously, but I think it sets the stage for why I have been so scared of like my Saturn return and that Saturn energy. So I'm a Cancer Sun and Mercury. I'm a Leo Moon and Venus, and I'm a Libra Rising and Mars. So whenever I'm like joking and I tell people my big six, I'm like, oh, you know, soft lover girl energy. But is it really a joke? No, it's right. It's, you know, it's how I feel about myself, how I feel on the inside. When I first started learning about Saturn, I was like, oh my goodness, this planet is astrologically opposite of who I am. And a Saturn return, like, when I had first heard of a Saturn return, I had only ever heard of them in a context where, like, people's lives were being turned upside down and they were having the absolute worst time of their life for 3 whole years. And, you know, I don't ever want to have a horrible time at any point in my life, you know? And so the thought of this time period that was just marked by, like, explosions in your life, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't want to experience that. But, you know, it's either experience that or die, because, you know, I'm gonna keep growing anyway. I say that to myself a lot. Anyway, so instead of, you know, dreading it, I was like, let me try and learn about it. Okay, so getting into Saturn, right? Saturn, the sixth planet from the sun, named after the Roman god Saturnus. So I really like Greek mythology. So even though all the planets are named after Roman gods, I translate it in my head. So Saturnus is related to the Greek god, or the other name for Cronus, right? And so Cronus, if you're thinking about, like, etymology, like one of my middle school teachers taught us, Cronus, chronological time, right? And so that is one of the astrological themes of Saturn, is like a long stretch of time and like being committed throughout that stretch of time, and also planning, you know, like, for things and being very careful with it. When I first heard about, like, ooh, a long stretch of time, that was the first spark of, like, I'm not gonna, you know, enjoy the Saturn energy, because, and this is as I've learned about myself, going back to what I kind of said in the trailer episode, you know, I'm a person who starts things and stops things, and I'm learning to accept that part of myself. As you can hear, I'm not totally there. And so with Saturn focusing on that kind of like commitment stuff, I was like, oof, that's scary. But what made it less scary, as I've learned about it, and this is getting into Saturn being in my seventh house, which I'm realizing I didn't say. So, I clearly have a Saturn in Aries. I did say that. It's in my seventh house, to the 19th degree. So second decan. So yeah, having my Saturn in my seventh house, I take my relationships very seriously. Like, all of my relationships, I commit to my people in such a strong way. Yeah. That pause is because, you know, sometimes that gets me in a little bit of trouble. When I find, you know, any person, like romance, friendship, business, I'm like, I want to keep this person in my life forever. And that's not always the healthiest way to go about a relationship. So Saturn return, that's going to be fun. I've already started learning those lessons, but that's a topic for another episode. So if you want all the juicy little tidbits, make sure you come back. All right, back to Saturn and not the lessons that I've learned. So Saturn rules Capricorn. So Capricorn, cardinal earth sign, the sister sign to Cancer. And, you know, being a Cancer, when I meet Capricorn suns, it's very like a love or hate relationship with me. And I don't use the word hate lightly, but I do use it intentionally. Saturn also rules the 10th house. So some themes of the 10th house is like your public facing self, your legacy, your career, authority, that kind of like, how are you on display kind of thing, right? Which is funny because growing up, I had a huge problem with authority. And I don't think that I showed it. Like, I wasn't the kind of kid who was, like, physically getting into fights or anything. But, like, in my head, oh my goodness. If I came across an authority figure, it was instant dislike. Which is also really funny growing up, because I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I'm an authority figure. And I have also held positions of authority. So that has been an interesting time, or I guess position, whatever, to come to terms with in my own head. Like, what is my relationship to authority if I have it? And that has been mostly, you know, treating people well, because I, and this might be a bit of a tangent, maybe I'll cut it out, we'll see. I found that when I was younger, a lot of the authority figures that I came across who demanded respect, didn't give it and treated people really poorly. And so when I have had those positions of authority, my main thing has been like, I don't want the next person to be treated badly just because I was, which is not always the popular opinion. So it has gotten me into trouble. You know, I think that's maybe that's the theme here. Maybe I was so scared of Saturn and my Saturn return because the energy of Saturn are things that have gotten me in trouble because, you know, maybe I don't think the way everyone else does. That sounds like I'm tooting my own horn. I'm not. All right. So some other themes of Saturn: boundaries and restrictions. Yum, right? So boundaries, I thought that this was really cute when I was looking into Saturn. So like, Saturn is the ringed planet, of course. And so when, you know, the ancient people were, what should we name this planet? What is, you know, how is this planet affecting the way that we live our lives? They were like, oh, that one has rings. It's like, you know, bound, it's restricted. That's just, it's influencing our lives. Paraphrasing. But yeah, I thought that was really cute. So yeah, Saturn is connected to boundaries, which I think boundaries has been, at least in my life, very prominent. I'm not even going to say in my life. It's been a thing, you know, like therapy has been really hot right now. And for the past couple of years, hopefully forever, I went to therapy because I did not have a great relationship with boundaries. And so once again, seeing that Saturn was like, you know, a planet that dealt very heavily with boundaries, I was like, oh, goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. And then I went to therapy, not because of Saturn, but, you know, still deserves a little shout out. And now, you know, I'm comfy with boundaries. I actually really love boundaries. Cannot say the same thing about restriction, right? So restriction can mean a lot of things. It can apply to just about everything. So when I was, you know, refreshing my memory about Saturn, some restrictive things about that energy like stuck out to me. So self-discipline, punctuality, and conserving material resources. I think that they all stuck out to me for a reason. So self-discipline, I think it's very similar to commitment with me. I find it easy to commit to some things and not others, like every single human in the world. For me, I find it really easy to commit to, you know, things that make me feel good, like also every other person in the world. But, you know, for other things, I have a really hard time like sticking it out. And the second something stops being like fun or pleasurable for me, it is like it's a feat. Oh my goodness, to like lock in. And is that the best trait in the world? Probably not. And also, that's probably, something that I'm going to work on during my Saturn return, like sometimes you just have to lock in. All right. So also, restriction, punctuality. This one stuck out to me because if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. I try so hard to be punctual. Like it is at the point where I have like a note on my phone where I try to like detail how long it takes me to do every single step of my getting ready process down to second bathroom break and, feeding my cat. And I still am late. And I wish I could like figure out a way to not be late. And everyone is always like, oh, people who are late like don't have respect for other people. I don't think that's true, I don't think that it's about other people. I think that it's about me. And maybe that's not having respect for other people, I don't know. Anyway, conserving material resources, another thing. And this is going to be the theme the same as the other two. It's hard for me, okay? I like a treat. I love a little treat. My love language is gift giving and receiving. Like I don't know. And this is also something that I know my Saturn return is going to bring up because it's already a theme in my life, in everyone's life. Not to pretend that I have a political science degree because I don't, but like recession. Anyway, not my strong suit. Hopefully, through all of that, you can see the relationship that I have had with Saturn. And I will say that through me learning about Saturn, I have been trying to embrace Saturn. How many times can I say Saturn? In a different way. Like, not a way that is so much built around, like, these are traits that are undesirable and these are going to be like put on the foreground for me. And maybe they will, they probably will, but also like it's a chance to work on it. Like I'm kind of viewing it like so I played sports in high school, and so we had to run sprints after our field hockey games, and I hated it. Like imagine you played an hour game, right? And immediately after you get done shaking the hands of the other team, your coach is like, all right, get on the line, sprint to the quarter line, sprint to the half field, and and then do all that. Anyway, I'm viewing it kind of like that. Like, I know it's gonna happen. It's not going to be the most fun thing in the world while I'm in it. I can find little pockets of joy, It feels nice to run on a field. But also at the end of it, like there will be a sense of accomplishment. There will also be like a progression, you can't sprint the same field after so many games and never get better. You can't recognize the traits that are not elevating you to the stage where you want to be and not work on them. So that's how I'm approaching my Saturn return. And this is just setting the stage for kind of how I plan to dive into Saturn. I want to look at, first and foremost, my house, my sign. So Saturn in Aries, seven house people. We're up first. And then, I want to take it through the other houses, still Saturn in Aries, though, because I mean, we're going to be the ones who are going through it right now. And then, if Saturn is still fun for me, then we'll continue this through the other signs. Or maybe I'll go on to the other planets, which I don't know. I might, because I really like Venus. I do. I mean, I'm a Libra rising. How could I not? But I don't know. I am starting to really like Mars as well. Maybe because Mars was hanging out for so long in Cancer. And so I got to, like, I don't know, get comfy with that kind of like watery Mars energy. My Mars is in Libra, so she's not doing a whole lot. Anyway, that is actually a little teaser. Next week, I am going to be releasing the episode where I have my little chat with another Libra Mars. So that's going to be super fun, and I hope that you stick around for that. All right, if you made it to this point, number one, thank you. Number two, there's going to be even more of my little ramblings after this, kind of talking about like Saturn and like Saturday. Anyway, like, follow, subscribe, rate the show, comment, all that stuff. Tell your sister, tell your mother, tell your hot sapphic friend to DM me. Fill out the interview form and then come back next time. All right. Thank you. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Before I get into that Saturn Saturday ramble that I promised you, I do want to share the resources that I use to put this